I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me, Lord. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me, Lord.
Do you catch me out? Y'all done specially invited guests me out. Y'all been telling jokes that's gon' stress me out. Soon as I walk in, I'm like, let's be out. I was off the chain, I was often drained. I was off the meds, I was called insane. What an awesome thing, engulf the shame. I want all the rain, I want all the pain. I want all the smoke, I want all the blame. Cardio, audio, let me jog your brain. Caught in an Audi home, we was all detained. All of you Mario, it's all a game.
I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me, Lord. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. On me, Lord, I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward.
I had my issues, ain't that much I could do. This is something that starts with me.
I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me, Lord. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Ain't no stress on me, Lord, I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Someone's wrong.
Guys, we're back. I don't know if I'm allowed to have music here on the new podcast. Guys, it's been forever since we've done this, and I am almost going to, I'm going to try to probably take a stab at this not doing them live. We used to do them live. It's good, but the quality would sometimes come out shit, and I don't like that. I really want to try to give you the best podcast possible. I really don't want to have to worry about if it was good or if it was bad quality. I can try to just, if I can dial it in and set this all up, then we're set. So I'm sure we're going to do some live ones, so no stress, which is fun because you guys can chat live with us and talk to us, and it's always fun to do live because you're on the spot too. So I like it. Like, it's just, it's raw. It's raw, Mom! What's up, guys? We're back! I hope I didn't break your car stereo or your headphones, those nice, beautiful Bose headphones that you're probably not wearing, but you need to snag a pair because they're amazing. Really, the quiet, or what is it, the quiet comfort, or the, I don't know, the noise-canceling ones. They're amazing. Now I know I like those old guys, like, on the Delta flights and first class, who never wanted to talk to anyone. They just were in the zone. They were probably high. They were probably high, a little tipsy. But you know what? They were so in the zone that they were on the Bose train before any of us. I applaud you, Bose. That's what I'm actually wearing right now to hear myself. So they sound incredible. Guys, I don't know why I keep saying guys, like, hey, what are we going to do? What are we doing later? Waiting for an answer back because you guys can't talk to me back. This is kind of weird. So basically, this is sad. This is going to be really sad, and this is not the podcast I wanted to be our first podcast. But basically, last night, Steve came over, and shit got a little, it didn't work. My podcast, I had to go get a new cord for my microphone. This, it takes one of those old USB micro, it's not the micro ones that you'd, like, plug into a Galaxy, not micro SD, is that what they call it? Maybe. Anyways, or micro USB. It's a fatter one, like the ones you used to have on, like, the first MP3 players that kind of came out. Anyway, so I had to go find a new one, and anyway, he came over, we literally got 30 minutes into it, there was kind of an emergency, and he had to split, but later, as we got into the podcast, we listened to it, because we tried it this different way, just through phone-to-phone chat, which is kind of a cool feature, but basically, it turned out really bad. It just sounded like two people talking on a cell phone and someone hit record, and so I wasn't about it, and he had to bounce anyway, so it worked out pretty good, but that's okay. So Skinwalker Ranch is going to be our real first episode. This is kind of an intro. This is a little facts and history back on the podcast, where we've been, what we're doing, where we're going. I know I've done these a lot. If you are a continuous listener, I'm grateful for you. Because you guys are the ones who really pushed me to come back and do this again. Like, I loved doing this podcast. It made me so happy. It was the greatest thing that I got to do. And honestly, it was like, we started this 5 years ago. And this is 2018, almost 2019, December. And that's kind of a crazy thought. Like, that was a long time ago. And again, I've explained this probably on the other podcasts sometimes. But the real reason I stopped the podcast the first time was, you know, we got into like 70 episodes, which is kind of crazy. I have them all somewhere on a hard drive, but we got into like 70, 75 episodes onto that podcast. And let's just say a lot of maturity happened since then. And some of the stuff that we definitely talked about on the podcast was kind of crazy and out there. And I was just like, you know, I probably got to take this down for business reasons. Like, I have, just my business. I didn't want to get in trouble with people. I didn't want businesses getting mad at me and saying like, hey, yeah, and you said this, or having reflect me and who I am. Though obviously, like, if they listen to the podcast, they would understand who I am, which is why I love doing podcasting. It isn't just a quick like soundbite like Christian thinks, bah-bah. It's, I get to explain my thoughts out and you get to hear it and you can understand my point of view, hopefully. And as you get to know me through this podcast and stuff, that it'll be, I don't know. I hope that you find that I'm a nice human being. I hope that you think I'm not super out there and I'm not super crazy. I'm just a funny guy who has cool friends who do cool stuff, and we love to talk about it, and would love to talk about anything that just is hot topics. So this podcast, if you're a first time listener, the best way to explain this podcast is really like, it's like a Joe Rogan experience, We try to bring on all sorts of people. It's long, and it's a giant conversation that we hopefully, you know, I want to ask real questions. I want to ask stuff that people aren't normally asking. I want to get nitty gritty. I want to get into it. I want to learn about this person, or that experience of. So I try to get deep into it. It's a deep conversation. Imagine two friends, they get together, they put down a microphone, and they catch up. That's kind of how I run this podcast. It's worked for us in the past. People love it. We have business owners on. We will have people who are into, everyone's into sex, I guess. But, like, certain sex fetish kind of stuff, BDSM, or maybe it's a transgender person, and we'll get to know this person. We'll try to understand, and I think that's what we're here to do in life, is just to learn. The whole point of life is to learn, and if you're not learning, then it's kind of a pointless life, and so that's why I'm going to try to bring on some people that might push your limits, might make you feel uncomfortable, and vice versa with me, and I want to learn about, their past, where they come from, whatever it is that's going on. We want to ask, basically I want a short documentary in a podcast, obviously without the visuals, but that's another hope that we're going to try to do is, I just said that's so weird, what the fuck, I really want to try to make this a video podcast too, so I'm going to try to get some film stuff, because I love listening to podcasts, but I love watching Joe Rogan's podcast, because there's so much more into it, especially with the guests and stuff like that. Good example, Elon Musk one, had you not seen it, that was the best one to watch. So anyways, that's definitely in the future. I want to get a video up with our guests and stuff like that, so our podcast, we're starting back. It's going to be a little, I don't know. Obviously, we're going to cuss. We're going to have some fun. We're going to meet some crazy people. And we're going to meet some cool people. And by crazy, by no means am I actually trying to bring on people to make them look crazy. No, I'm saying crazy cool people. I'm going to go and try to find some of the coolest, I don't know, shit you wouldn't think about. That's who I want to bring on this podcast and be like, wow, okay, I got to listen to this episode. And from an audience point of view, I want you to respect, hopefully, me, but also respect the fact of these people coming on to the show. You need to not harass them, not be weird, just enjoy who they are and what they are and support them. If they come onto this podcast and stuff like that, and they're open and they're willing to share their stories about whatever it is, again, that the podcast is about, I would just hope that we respect them and that we're super cool with them, and that if they, we're a family here, we're a podcast family when we support them. And, so if they're trying to do something cool, then fucking follow them on Instagram and support them, push them, I don't know. Again, I'm just talking out loud here, cause this is completely not dialed in our podcast. Like I said, in the past, it's been everything. We've had business owners, like I was saying, we've had crazy people into sex cults. We've had, ex-polygamists. We've had, what was another one? Just tons of friends, ghost people, occult people, people who are into witchcraft. Yeah, all these cool stuff that's taboo. And that's another, I think, aspect that we bring to this podcast is this feeling for me, I guess what the title clicked with me was, so my friend Danley came up with the name, actually, Walking Among Apes. And I fell in love with it because it's kind of this feeling of, at the time, I was a, and a lot of you may not know me, so maybe you don't know this about me, or you didn't listen to the podcast, so this is new for you, but basically I was, I'm ex-Mormon, so I used to be Mormon, and I left the church, and kind of during this time, it was a feeling of evolution, and finally evolving, and thinking for the first time ever, for myself, not having to rely on these things that I've placed as, I don't know what you want to call it, in my life stones and things and guidelines, morals, that's probably the word. But basically, yeah, once I left the church, it was kind of this feeling of okay, so what do I believe? What do I learn? And that was kind of where the podcast began, was just this whole idea of let's interview someone who's a pagan, someone into witchcraft, and someone who's into this and this. And I want to hear everyone's stories, because it's this feeling of, rebirth. I don't know. Everything you thought you knew was true, he was true. Oh my God. I'm sorry, guys. Everything I thought was true, to myself, it went out the window quickly. Like, it just, I had to learn everything again, is how I felt. And I loved that because I'm such a curious person. So having to kind of, like, pick through and just, like, do I believe that? Do I not believe that? Was there Jesus? Is there? I know we're getting crazy in episode one. I hope I'm not scaring away so many of you guys. But, I just loved that curiosity thing. And so I think that's where the podcast kind of began, was all these questions and then meeting new friends and people. And it just kind of clicked from there and it went on its way. So that's kind of my hope with it, is walking among apes is this feeling of like not, and by no means do I feel superior. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like that I'm walking a bunch of like dumb apes and stuff. No, but like that this world really is filled with a bunch of dumb apes. Like, honestly, like there's obviously people that are very smart out there and they believe what they want to believe, whatever. But as a culture, like, we're so slow to evolve. And that's kind of just pathetic. Like, and so that's why I feel like it's funny, because it's like such, so many taboo topics are like, oh, it's taboo. But at the end of the day, it's like, but you know, it's that person's thing, so fuck off. Like, you probably have your own taboo, or you're onto your own thing and stuff. And so that's what I love, is I love pushing this boundary, this taboo feeling. I love learning about all of that and making people feel uncomfortable sometimes, because that allows you to grow. Like, once you get out of your comfort zone, you're like, you know what, I'm willing to learn about this and be open-minded about it. Like, let's talk about this. That's where I began learning. Yeah, that's where my life was. And I love it, and I love this, I don't know, curiosity drive that I have. So that's what's mostly in store for this podcast, is just interviews, stories, and learning about people of all aspects of life, and anything that's, like, on my mind. I don't know. And that's a lot of stuff. A quick thing maybe to do for fun, just to start this podcast off, would be learning about the Myers-Briggs test. I probably need to learn more details about how it was structured and where it came from and stuff. So maybe that's a podcast, honestly, on its own. But in the meantime, something fun that you could do today is basically there's this test that's been around for a long time. And psychologists use it. It's called the Myers-Briggs test. And basically it's explaining that on this planet that there's 16 personalities, that we all... Yeah, that there's no more than 16 personalities between all of us. That we all are a part of this. We all basically have a personality that falls into the traits of these 16. And so I am what is called an ENFP. And that's, here we go. So I'm an extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and I don't know if it's perspective, persuasion, I don't know what the last P start, but basically it explains you if you're an introvert or an extrovert, and you just take this giant test. It's quick though. Like, don't be overwhelmed with it. It's really cool. Go to 16personalities.com or Google 16 personalities. Take the free test and basically learn about yourself. Cause I mean, as long as you take the test honestly and you're answering these questions, like, truthfully, you'll come out with some really cool results, which is awesome, because you'll learn about yourself. And so, like I said, I'm an ENFP, and so when I started learning about myself, I was like, oh shit, and there's a whole bunch of us. So you, like, join Facebook groups, and you're basically in a Facebook group with a bunch of people that are just like you. It's kind of freaky, like, because you think you're one in a million, but you are, but you're really like one in 16, which is kind of crazy. So I love being in that group, because when someone posts something or something's going on in the media or the news, it's like we all 100% like feel the exact same way about that situation or that feeling, or maybe it's president stuff or it's this or it's that. It's like we all feel the exact same way, and that's kind of funny that we're like so alike. We're the same people. It's really freaky. And we all do similar careers, and we all have similar lives, and especially outlooks and views and things like that. So it's kind of crazy how that all works. And So anyways, you can benefit your life today by simply just starting and learning about yourself, because it'll show you things that you're good at and show you things that you're bad at. If you're dating, if you're still single, it will actually tell you other personalities that are really good for you. So then you can join their Facebook groups and try to find a mate. Or you can, I don't know, I think it's good no matter what. Like, especially if you're dating someone, you guys should take that test, because then you can like learn about your partner and see if this is a good fit. But it will actually like tell you what personalities are perfect for your personality, so you can start kind of narrowing it down. Every girl on Tinder, you just have them take this quick test, have them give you the answers back, and then you'll know, save your money or save your time or what. But for real, it's kind of a cool thing. But once you get to learn about yourself, then you can kind of dial in and fix things. But also you can ask older, you know, ENFPs about their experiences and with their thoughts, and maybe you can ask them for advice because they're an older you. So it's kind of crazy. So you can benefit from it. That's all. 16personalities.com. Take the test. I want to know what you guys are. So comment on whatever you're listening on, or go ahead and just send me it on Instagram at walkingamongapes. But I would love to know what you guys are. And it's very cool. So I don't know. Check it out. It's free. Do it. And then you can actually buy books online. So just go to like on Amazon and search your thing, and there's books on you that will go way more in depth about your personality, which is awesome. Cause I think they offer like for $30 this 15 more pages and stuff. But just buy the book. Like, my book's way thick and I love it, and it's so on the dot that it's kind of crazy. And like I said, it goes in depth about sexuality, it goes in depth about finances and how you are with money and relationships and the kind of partner you are and the parent you would be. And so it's kind of crazy, but it's dialed in. It's 100%. It's kind of freaky, but don't be depressed. Just realize, hey, if there's other people out there like me, let's click with them. And that's probably the best thing to do, but depends on your personality. So, moving on, what's new in my life? Well, a lot has been new since, like I said, we started this podcast, 5 years ago? So, we had Riker before. So, anyways, I have my son, Riker, and then now we just, we had a little girl, and her name is Sunny, and I have 2 kids. It's crazy. I've got 2 freaking kids. And somehow I'm 27 and I'm supposed to be taking care of 2 adults, but I can barely take care of myself, or 2 kids, sorry. Being a parent's pretty cool. I'm going to do an in-depth podcast, probably just on being a young adult parent with some other ones, bringing some other parents. And it's a cool thing. I love it. I love being a dad. I wouldn't change it for anything. Is it crazy and is it hectic and is it much more... I guess less free time? Yeah, for sure. All of those things. Is it stressful? Is it crazy? You bet. Yeah. But 99% of it is awesome. It really is. It's such a cool experience and a feeling to see the little you. And it's kind of freaky because then you start to see your dad in yourself. Like, you start to notice that you're like turning into your dad, and that's freaky. When you say the same things or you do things, you're like, what the fuck? Like, I'm my dad. I don't like this. It's kind of not that I don't want to be my dad, I get it, but it's kind of a weird feeling to be like, what the hell, like, I'm my dad. It's a scary feeling. I don't know, that's something I've been feeling lately, so, I don't know, that's kind of crazy. It's, you basically turn into your older ape, I guess, your mother, or your father, depends. I wonder, maybe some guys turn into their moms, like, start acting like their mom. If the mom was a really dominant role in their life or something. I don't know. I'm going to make this one short. I'm just going to keep it simple because I don't want to drain you guys. But maybe I'll just play some music after this. I'll just play like 5 of my new favorite songs. I'll attach them here so you can crank some music. And so the next podcast is going to be with Steve on Skinwalker Ranch. We had a crazy experience out there. I honestly wish that was the first podcast, but it's just not going to work out that way. But the Skinwalker Ranch is crazy. And something to like hype you up beforehand of this podcast, so it makes a lot more sense. I almost suggest everyone needs to go watch this, especially if you're planning on listening to this next podcast. Rent or go online or pirate, allegedly. I didn't say that. Go find the documentary Hunt for the Skinwalker or Hunt for the Skinwalkers. It's a documentary about Skinwalker Ranch. That's kind of what actually started both Steve and I to go out there. And so watch it. You'll be much more in the loop and you'll understand what we're kind of talking about on the podcast. But watch it before the podcast. That's the only thing I could recommend. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of your way. I'm going to play some music. These are five songs that I really like right now. Maybe I'll throw on some more. I don't know. But I hope you enjoy them. I appreciate you listening. I can't wait for you to come back and listen to this next podcast. And I want you to have a wonderful night, day, evening. You guys are fucking amazing. Thank you so much for listening. All right. Hear the songs and shut the fuck up. Hear the
Just see me as ABC. get it. Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I like to give a shout out to my niggas with the game plan. And shout outs on my niggas with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can either rain check or we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stock, and two smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, chop, climbing on them. We think I'm jumping out the window, I got them open. Line around the corner, line them up the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants, velour. Create, explore, expand, concord.
I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. Yeah, I sold the pack, the loose, the hard. Yeah, I listen to X, I beat the bars. Yeah, the snakes, the rats, the cats, the dogs, the games, a trap. Protect your heart, yeah. Awaited in line. Return, refine the new design. It's time to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine. I hustle, I flex, the world is mine. So please believe, allow the grease. These niggas, disease, don't speak, we squeeze. I make the devil go weak, the knees. You hate, you're lame, you're lost. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
She came, I came, now what's my name? My chain, my pants with the chain. They know it's me, the hat and the shades. They heard my voice and they ran to the stage. My Vans, my brains, my mans, my babe, my girls, my ex, my hoes that I left.
Wait, I step out the car, that's a flex.
Get thanks, get fresh, raise the love, then finesse.
Bless. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours.
Back. basement, drinking out of save with our cereal for breakfast. Girls calling cabs at dawn, 6:45. Sky's getting cold, we're flying from the north. Rocking with our city like a sold out show. A house full of pros that specialize in the gold. Make that money rain as they taking out their clothes. Order plane tickets, Cali is the mission. Visit every month like I'm split life living. Let the world listen if I hate his cards, slipping the money, I stay tight. Got my back like open, last life open. Yeah, we still tipping. Holding cups, paint a picture so vivid. Fakes try to mimic, yeah, girls timid. But behind closed doors, they get poor, so rigid.
Girl, put in work. Girl, put in work. Girl, put in work.